Almost 3 years ago, the company Northstar bought the shuttered Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant in Vernon, promising to decommission the plant significantly faster and more cheaply than its original owners could. Now the teardown is in full swing, but the fate of some high-level radioactive waste on the property is unclear. Meanwhile, officials in the town of Vernon are already starting to make plans for the future of the site once the remains of the nuclear plant are all gone. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has been covering the transition, and he sat down with our colleague Henry Epp to talk about the details.
So remind us briefly how we got to this point.
Sure. The plant closed in 2014 after Entergy, that was the company that owned the plant at the time, said that it was too expensive to run. Entergy said it would take up to 60 years to decommission the plant, and at one point they said it would cost more than $1 billion, but after a few years after they closed, this demolition company, Northstar Services, as you mentioned, said it could do the job quicker and for much less money. So Northstar purchased the plant in 2019, and they've been tearing down the place ever since.
Okay. And you went on a tour recently to get an update on this process. What'd you see?
So one thing I saw is this gaping hole in the floor of the turbine building at the former plant. The hole goes down three floors, and there's a machine at the bottom, sitting among the twisted pieces of steel and pipes that are spread out across the ground level. The nearby nuclear reactor used to send steam into this building to make the turbine spin and produce about a third of the energy Vermont used while VY was still running. The massive turbine is the latest piece of machinery that's been cut up and shipped off as the decommissioning process at VY continues. Scott State is the CEO of Northstar Services, and he points out one of the machines his company brought in to a reporter on a recent tour.
That's a 60,000-pound machine with a shear on it that's used that removed all of the materials in this space.
A shear?
A shear, a big scissors, just massive scissors.
Northstar is about a third of the way through the job here. State says most of this heavy work will be done by 2024, and he says the whole project should be completed before the end of 2026. A nuclear power plant has never been decommissioned in the United States the way it's being done at VY. At other plants, the energy companies hire outside contractors to come do the work. But here in Vernon, Northstar purchased the plant outright. And that deal included the $600 million in the decommissioning trust fund, which is money ratepayers build up to help remove a power facility when it's reached the end of its useful life. Northstar saw that pile of money and figured they could get the job done for a lot less. And whatever's left over at the end will be profit for the company. So far, State says things are pretty much going along as planned, and he wants to take what the company's learned in Vermont and tackle other nuclear plants as they shut down in the coming years.
You know, at this point in time, there's been no real surprises here, and we think based on what we've learned here, we could do pretty easily 5 to 6 of these at the same time.
State expects the company to make about $25 million when the job is done. Dan Clark is the site manager, and he says so far more than 17,000 tons of low-level radioactive waste has been shipped out by railcar to a waste disposal facility in Texas.
Some of those boxes, when they're loaded and full of grout, weigh about 240,000 pounds. Some of the boxes are up to 5 inches thick of steel as well. That's for shielding for parts from the reactor.
When the job is done, all of the low-level radioactive waste will be buried in Texas. And the only indication that a nuclear reactor once operated here along the shores of the Connecticut River will be the 58 canisters of spent nuclear fuel rods.
Okay, so Howard, you explained that the low-level radioactive waste is being removed by rail, but the high-level waste, these spent fuel rods from the reactor that you just mentioned, are staying put for now in Vernon. Why is that?
Yeah, well, this debate has been going on for decades, really. The federal government is responsible for that nuclear waste, but there's really nowhere to put it. And just last month, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission approved a plan to build a high-level nuclear waste site in Texas. Now, right now, the spent fuel rods from Vermont Yankee are being stored in Vernon in what's called dry cask storage. And we saw these on our tour. They're these large canisters lined with cement and steel. And the NRC says the fuel is safe there and can be stored indefinitely. But the federal government and North Star and most of the folks in Vernon would rather have the spent fuel off the site. So the NRC signed off on this plan last month, but the state of Texas is fighting it. Texas doesn't want the waste storage in its state. The legislature there passed a law that bars the company from starting any construction. And so for now, it's going to stay right there in Vernon.
And Howard, the town of Vernon is starting to think about what they want to do with the property once the site is clear. So what are they considering?
Yeah, that's right. The town hired a local engineering firm recently to put a report together. That report was just approved by the Planning Commission, and the Select Board is looking at it now. And they're thinking of putting up, you know, some industrial development, maybe some housing, using the land for recreation and park. You know, it's really nice land. It's right along the Connecticut River, and there's septic and water there from the plant. So they think that these 100 or so acres can be used once the plant is torn down.
And you mentioned housing. How do people in the area feel about potentially building housing near this radioactive waste?
Yeah. You know, the folks in Vernon have a pretty comfortable relationship with nuclear power, even though a lot of folks in Vermont, while VY was running, opposed the plant. You know, Vernon was always pretty comfortable with it. And though there are people in town that would just assume have the nuclear waste gone, they're still moving ahead with their plans and thinking that this land can be developed and there are some options there, you know, even if this high-level nuclear waste sticks around.
That's VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman. Howard, thanks for this.
All right. You're welcome, Henry.